Welcome back to the How to Feel Horrors podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
I'm Mark.
And in today, we are reviewing The Night House, released in 2020, written by Ben Collins and Luke Piotrowski, and directed by David Bruckner. Mark, would you mind giving us the plot summary today?
Reeling from the unexpected death of her husband, Beth is left alone in the lakeside home that he built for her. She tries her best to keep together, but then dreams come to disturbing visions, beckoning with a ghosting allure. But the harsh light of day washes away any proof of the haunting. Against the advice of her friend, she begins digging into his belongings, yearning for answers.
So, with The Night House, this starts our little subsection of us each giving a movie, and we are, you know, reviewing that. I decided to pick this movie as I had recently rewatched it because I do remember seeing this in theaters when it came out, and I remember it being a very good movie and didn't see much content on it. But also, I don't know a lot of people who actually seen this movie, so I decided to, you know, bring it up for this type of episode. So, Mark, would you mind, like, giving, you know, your overall thoughts on the movie, what you thought about it?
I was kind of confused. Like, I kind of got, like, I felt like I was being gaslit by this movie because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But, like, I was being told one thing, and then other things were happening. And then once they start showing the figures, I'm like, am I, like, did I start to feel like I was sort of like, am I seeing these? Like, do I want to see these figures? Or is the shit actually there? Like, I started to feel like I was in the same boat as this bitch, and I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore. I was so confused. And I hate an ending that makes you still feel like, damn, like, is that all in her head? Or, like, is this grief and she's crazy? Or is this actually the angel of death coming to get her? And I hate a movie when it's left on, like, an ominous cliffhanger.
That's fair. Maria, what were your thoughts when you saw this movie, good or bad?
I mean, I liked the movie. I have seen this movie a lot. Like, I've seen people recommend it. I've seen it, like, on Hulu and stuff. But I've never, like, it's never really caught my interest, I guess. It's definitely different. Definitely has... I thought, like, the overall concept was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty... I mean, just definitely not your usual, you know, haunting. I thought the concept of, like, the nothing was pretty cool. There were some scenes, though, that I feel like I had secondhand embarrassment for her, and I just could not get through them. Like, the bar scene. I don't know, I just could not, like, that, like, this girl was kind of weird. But, I mean, I definitely wasn't expecting the twist, and then it kind of just twisted again, and, I mean, and I know, like, I mean, I don't know what this movie was trying to say about how he was, like, tricking this entity or whatever, but, like, he killed people, you know? And he killed...
Yeah, like, they romanticized him being a serial killer. I'm like, okay, but yeah. He still killed, like, he was killing for love, but, like, he still killed these women.
Yeah, and like, they, like... The way they made it seem was that he was killing for, like, a while. And then, like, okay, and I guess that one girl he didn't kill. And then, you know, and like, it shows you scenes of him regretting it. But it's like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, he had urges or whatever to kill her.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like that's one of the things they were, like, trying to like market it to, like, gaslight us with, like are we supposed to believe that he was doing the killings in this, like, reverse reality so that, you know, he could trick this, like, demon or, like, entity or whatever into believing that he was giving his wife and not and, you know, not taking her. But on the other hand, you could also interpret it as he was actually just very crazy and was just a serial killer who was doing this. And, you know, the guilt and all that stuff after his death is, you know, what was leading Beth to what she was seeing. And it's definitely, though, it could honestly be either of the two. And, you know, we really don't know. I kind of feel a little bit more towards the, him trying to, like, stop it from the, like, demon or entity or the nothing, as it was kind of mentioned, just because, you know, all the, like, research and stuff that was put in it. But with that said, and, for this movie, Maria, did you have any scenes that, like, stuck out for you?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the bar scene, mostly because it was so awkward.
It was.
I think I skipped over it because I was like, I can't watch this. The scene where she's talking to Madeline, I think her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was also being super weird there. And I thought it was so funny when she was calling for the other shop person there. And it's like, ma'am, you were sleeping with somebody's husband. Like, come on.
No, for real.
Like, what did you... Come on. I like, the scenes where she's, like, dreaming and then she's, like, actually in the house. Those scenes were super trippy. Which I guess was, like, the whole point. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The scenes with the nothing. I was just kind of super confused. Over, like, I guess all of that. But, like, I really like how they portrayed the nothing as not just some, like, monster. But he's, like, something that just kind of lurks in the shadows. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, the way they use, like, if I recall, negative space. Basically, to, like, portray it. Like, looking at the panel on, like, not like a panel, but like the story I'm looking for, like looking at the door frame, and then like it's making out to be something else, but then she goes to a different angle and doesn't see anything. Like, I thought that was pretty cool how they portrayed it. Like, it really was like nothing. Like, it was always there, but you couldn't technically make it out, but it wasn't like a real, like, you know, physical thing as well. So I agree, that was kind of cool how they did that. Anything else that you want to share as far as like scenes?
The scene where it like strings her up and she's like all like twisted up in the air, I thought it was really weird too. I did not understand that at all. I also like the scene where she's talking to him and they're like in the boat. I thought it was like I've seemed like a really intense scene of whether or not she's gonna kill herself, I guess.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really, I guess, great that the fact that, like, you know, like the nothing, it's like, you know, just like let go of this world, you don't have anything, but like, so you hear her friend in the background yelling for her.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I feel like with that one scene when she was like getting, which, I mean, you watched, I'm sure it was supposed to just represent that, like, not statue, but I guess you could call it a statue, like the statue that he was using to like use for the sacrifices. I guess it was just supposed to symbolize that she was about to, you know, finally have this happen to her. Which is then when we cut over to the scene with her in the boat. But as far as me, though, scenes that I liked in this movie, I definitely liked the scene when she, when that lady came in about her son's grade. And she had, like, just, you know, disrespectful she was being to, like, Beth at first. And then once, like, you know, Beth told her why she wasn't there and what happened, like, you know, she switched up immediately. I just thought that was funny because, you know, like, those, like, teachers really, like, teachers, but parents really do be like that with, like, some of their kids' teachers. And, like, I just thought it was, like, really funny the way that, like, went down. Besides that, I did also like the ending part with her like in the boat having the conversation with like the nothing or Mr. Nothing, whatever you decide to, whatever like you go to it, call it by. I definitely liked that scene a lot, and like just, you know, not it being like a generic type of beat where, you know, they have to like fight against the entity or whatever. It was really just like a conversation of her in like a pit of like a battle of like will in herself, and then hearing like, you know, the people who like actually who like love her calling out and her like breaking out of that so that she could save herself. I thought that was, you know, just, you know, really cool. And besides that, like any scene where it just had like where you could see like the nothing there, and because I thought they went about those like really good, the way they put those into the like environment of the house. But Mark, though, did you have any scenes that you like disliked in this movie?
The whole ending sequence I don't like. It was confusing. Like she just woke up on the boat, and I guess it's supposed to symbolize something because her husband died on the boat, and it didn't play well for me. That fight sequence when he had her like levitated in the air and she was kind of bent like the doll, that was pretty cool. That was good. And I like how they set that up with the doll. All the optical illusion stuff where like you were kind of seeing figures because like within the door frames, or she'd walk past something and she thought she'd see something because of the figures. That was pretty cool because like, who doesn't have, don't we all have those moments where we like think we see like a ship of a body because two things are kind of close together and you're kind of just like, who the fuck is that? So that, those kind of things were cool, but the director was kind of like smart and very inventive with like using stuff like that. But other than that, no, like anything that she was like talking to people, like that bar scene, kind of just like, oop, I'm going to the bathroom. This is not, I don't want to watch this. So there was like a lot of stuff going on. There were some cool shots and some cool like threads, but overall, nothing really stood out too much.
Mark, were there any, you know, scares, jump scares, anything like that that got you while watching this movie?
The only time that a jump scare kind of got me is when she found the bodies. Because the way that whole scene was telegraphed, like, I don't know what I was expecting, but finding the bodies, like, took me out. And then when he appeared in the mirror and, like, bashed her head, that got me too, but those are the only ones.
Yes, so I do agree with you as well with the scene in the mirror when she got like bashed into it. Like that was definitely one that got me, especially I think if I recall she said in that scene like, is that you? And the entity was like, no, and then that's when it all started, and I was just like, oh, this is like an oh shit type of moment. So I did think that was a really good one. Besides that, there wasn't like much that like scared me in this one. Like I will say, like, you know, I like kind of was side eyeing like when I saw like, you know, things that she thought she saw as well. But you know, it wasn't like scary. It was just one of those like, oh shit, like what is that? But moving on from like, you know, scares, we're gonna talk about some of the characters we had in here. So first that we have to talk about is Madeline, who was the mistress of Owen, who Beth actually ended up finding. Mark, did you have any opinions on Madeline and her character?
She was the one who he didn't kill, right?
Correct. The one who worked at the bookstore.
I didn't think there was a purpose for her. Like, yeah, she gave more information, but when she first showed up, I was like, oh, so she's going to turn out to be crazy and she's going to flip the script and she's going to be some crazy murderous, like, mistress chick and she's probably working with the entity. But that didn't pan out. Like, she was just there for, like, an exposition dump, and then that was it. And I was like, I need more. It was just lacking for me. There was so much potential with that character, and they just didn't go there.
I get it. Would you say like you feel kind of the same with that, Maria, or you were kind of different on Madeline's character?
I feel the same. I feel like, yeah, I definitely feel that she kind of just came out of nowhere. And not to mention, their first interaction was so weird. And then she comes to the house, and because it's like, this man tried to choke you. And then he, like, sobbed afterwards, and she was still trying to make, like, excuses for him. But it's like, that's super weird. Like, the fact that, I mean, I guess he didn't choke her hard enough, but it was like, it's just the way he reacted afterwards kind of make, I feel like it makes that whole like moment really serious, because it's like, you know, I feel like he had other intentions. And then he started going off about how it's over or something, like what she's saying. It just wasn't making any sense. I don't know. Like, her character, I feel like it just doesn't make any sense, because it's like, because she just let everything go. Like, this guy is talking about how he has to, like, trick something. But she was still like, but he's so sweet and he was so nice and maybe he just had a bad night. Like, come on. Like, he was weird. He was super weird. He sounds super weird. I don't know. I didn't like her.
She's making more excuses for him than his wife was.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she just genuinely really liked him, I guess. But it was, I don't know. I thought it was weird, because I was like, ma'am. Because she's over here like, oh, well, we just knew each other from the bookstore, and we flirted, and we had maybe, like, drinks a couple of times. And it's like, okay. Like, I feel like that's not enough for you to sit there and make excuses after he tried to choke you. I don't know.
Yeah, she's dick whipped, and she didn't even get the dick. Like, lady, get some perspective. He tried to kill you.
Nah, that's actually really true, and I kind of think that as well about, like, her character. Especially once she was like telling Beth everything that he told her, I'm like, you're not creeped out by this? Like, like, this man's talking about, like, you know, sacrifices and hiding from entities and stuff. Like, this should be triggering, like, every, like, red flag right now. And he, not to mention, he, like, choked you up as well. Like, he wasn't all that to do that for. And like Maria mentioned, like, even Beth wasn't like all, like, that smitten, where she, like, she was like he did what, like, she cared more about what he did than, like, she kind of did. But, like, I guess she just liked him that much to, you know, kind of go for that. But moving on, we have our next character, which was Mel, who was one of their neighbors across the lake. I'll give it to Maria first. What were your thoughts on Mills? Oh wait, you said skip you. My bad. I'm gonna start over. So I'll move it on to Mark. What was your thoughts on Mel?
He was a token black and was not needed. That's all I gotta say.
He wasn't that bad, damn. Oh shit.
I'm not saying he was bad, but it's like, you can tell that that character had a purpose, and that's all that character was written for, and then they didn't really develop him anymore. And then it felt like, oh, we need to gotta meet our diversity quota, so let's make him black. It's kind of what it felt like.
I thought he was decent for what he did for his purpose wise. But besides, you know, like, little exposition here or there for like him specifically. He didn't, you know, do much within like the story itself besides like, you know, being there at the end, telling Beth that he basically knew that there were like other women in the picture that were mentioned like here or there, or that he saw.
You know, not to cut you off, but that's my issue with this film. Every character who's not Beth either serves the point of giving her information or dumping exposition onto her, or they serve the purpose for her to dump exposition on, and they don't have any character development outside of helping Beth get to point A, to point B, to point C, to get to the fucking clues. That's my issue with the movie and the characters overall.
I can see that, but also I feel like it's more her thing because of what all is happening. And I guess that's why I didn't like mind it as much, because yes, while they were there to like support basically get either receiving or giving information, she was the only one who was, you know, in motion trying to like do something about it. And I can see how that like would be an annoyance, especially, you know, waiting something to happen or a thing like that. But I just feel because of it's kind of more of a personal thing between like her and what her husband was doing. I feel like that's why it's kind of like that. But as far as our characters, we're going to move on to Claire, who was like Beth's like bestie, work bestie, all that type of stuff. And I liked her character. Like, I'm not going to lie, when I first saw this movie, I don't know, when we found out that Owen was, you know, doing stuff with other women and stuff before we, you know, found out that it was to aid him and, you know, getting rid of the nothing, stuff like that, or the figure, by tricking him, I thought they were going to try to pull the best friend was doing something with the husband type of trope thing. And I'm kind of glad it wasn't like that, and she was just there to support her as needed. You know, she did all she could, stayed over, tried to, you know, enter and push her in the direction as best as she thought she could with, you know, the grief that she was going through, because, you know, she couldn't relate, but, you know, she tried to do what she could to aid by her friend. And I mean, without her at the end of the movie, like, Beth would have like probably went through with what the figure or the nothing wanted her to do. But moving on from me, Maria, what were your thoughts on Claire, Beth's like best friend?
I thought she was super nice. I really liked that she was trying very hard to like to be there for I don't even remember her name.
For Beth,
yeah. I was gonna call her Bella. Like, I thought it was very nice of her to be there for Beth. Like, you know, like, she really tried, you know, for her friend. And it shows, you know, like, I thought it was nice. I liked Claire. I liked how she, you know, was trying to support Beth. And she was trying to just, you know, supporting her friend through a hard time, even though she herself had a family. She was very understanding of Beth. She was very, like, she was just nice, I guess. She was just trying to help Beth, you know, get back on her feet. And she was trying to be, like, a voice of reason for Beth. And I liked how, like, no matter what Beth said, Claire tried her best to understand. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I thought she was... you know, pretty much out of everybody in here besides Beth, she was the only one who was there for reasons besides, like, exposition all the time or, you know, dumping info on. But I did like her. I did like her character and, like, how she was portrayed and just being, like, just there for the person. Moving on from Claire, though, we have our leading girl and leading lady in the movie, Beth. I do like the actress that portrays her, Rebecca Hall. Like, I think she's, like, very good actress. And I felt she played the character to what I assumed they wanted her to, like, very good. Like, super awkward, like, you know, very grief-ridden as well because of the loss that her character had. That awkwardness, as I grew both of you guys, was definitely hard to watch at points, and it was very cringe, which I feel just adds to it because she, you know, just wasn't sure of what to do for herself in this, like, predicament that she was in, but also dealing with the people around her as well. Like, that interaction she had with the mom at the school, and also, like, the bar scene that you both mentioned, like, it was very awkward to watch, and just how, like, she was, like, handling it, which, you know, people handle grief in, like, any way they want to, so, like, don't really judge people in those type of moments, but, you know, seeing it from, like, a third person type of view where we aren't involved, but, you know, just watching, it was definitely very, like, awkward to, like, see, like, the handlings of it all. Besides that, though, she was definitely good at trying to, like, piece together the information that she could find on the whole situation and not, like, and not kind of, like, stonewalling herself to, like, just stop. Like, she just wanted the answers, and she kept looking till she could do so. So I thought that was, you know, pretty good in, like, her character for the most part. Besides that, though, I really would like to wonder, like, what her character thought was the real thing. Like, was she, like, I wonder, I really would like if it, you know, whatever got explained, which it won't, but if she, you know, was going through those stages of grief so hard that she, you know, kind of thought of this, like, exterior situation to have herself in so that she could, you know, pass on a little, like, pass on that this stage a little bit further. Or, you know, if Owen was just a serial killer and she didn't know, and now she found out, and then that made her, like, spiral even more. So we really won't know because of the way that the ending was, but I like the actress and the way she portrayed the character, but Beth herself and, like, the character was definitely a bit weird. And, like, we saw, like, the videos and stuff she had with, like, Owen, and she sounded pretty normal, but I would have liked to have seen their relationship together because I feel like they both were probably just awkward for each other. But besides me, Mark, what were your thoughts on Beth's character?
I feel like if they wanted us to have empathy for Beth with the death of her husband and then find out that he's a serial killer, but, oh, he's a serial killer because he was protecting you from an entity that's now trying to kill you, they should have made the character more likable. And I feel like they didn't do that. Like, she was not a character I wanted to have sympathy for. She's not a character I wanted to root for. She was a completely unlikable character, and Viper does, like, a huge disservice.
Hey, Maria, your thoughts on Beth's character?
I mean, I agree with what you said. I think Beth was definitely, like, I would have liked to see what she was like, with her husband before, you know, he killed himself, because she was the actress, yeah, and I agree with what you said about the actress. She plays this very well because she was very intense. Like, there was some scenes where I just could not watch it because it was such an intense scene. And you're just like, oh my God, cannot believe this is happening. And I think that, like, it was very, not interesting, but it was very, like, I guess I liked how, you know, this movie, I guess in the beginning, before the whole, like, murders and stuff, you kind of see her mentally decline, really. And I liked how it started off like that. And then you kind of see her after finding out that everything about her husband. You kind of see that, you know, she, you could kind of see that she had more clarity after that. And that, I think that's when she kind of like got her bearings together and she was like, okay, like, you know, like I'm not crazy. Which I mean, good for her. And you know, she took control at the very end. It's just, I definitely see this as a movie about grief, you know, because yeah, I think Mark said earlier, like you feel like you're being gaslit through the beginning because you're like, oh my God, like is that her? Is that not her? Is he cheating? And then you kind of like slip down the slope where it's like, no, he's a serial killer. And then you continue slipping down that slope where you're like, actually, there's like a dark entity, which I feel like we didn't really get, which makes sense. But I feel like, you know, if this dark entity was with her since, you know, she almost died, I just feel like I would have liked to have seen that like manifestation before her husband. But I guess they were together for like a really long time, so it makes sense. But I mean, I liked her character. It def I definitely she definitely made me feel a lot of things.
That I definitely agree with. But that has come to the close of our characters. And to move it on, we are going to go into some behind the scenes stuff here. So, The Night House brought in a box office of 15.5 million. Couple of interesting facts. When Beth flips through the photos on Owen's phone, one of the first photos shown is of two men laughing. The photo is of the film screenwriters Luke Piotrowski and Ben Collins, who met in high school in Georgia and began writing together in college. With his mainly practical effects, Rebecca Hall found the film a refreshing change after all the green screen work she had done on Godzilla vs. Kong, released in 2021. And one of the most memorable scares in the film featured a silhouette against the pillar's crown molding, which turns to look directly at Beth when she notices it. That silhouette was practically carved and built into the molding. Bruckner's idea to adjust the design of the shelf in the background completed the negative spaceman's outline. Some critics' reactions. The film currently sits at 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, with Deadline Hollywood praising Hall's work, saying the sheer intelligence and fortitude that emanate from Hall lead her struggle and measure of weight for. Wait, I'm gonna read that over because that did not sound right. Deadline Hollywood praised Hall's work, saying the sheer intelligence and fortitude that emanate from Hall lend her struggle a measure of weight for a while as she tries to wrestle the busy demons to the ground. The Hollywood Reporter praised Hall's admirable refusal to soften the brittle edges of her recently widowed protagonist and wrote, "There are interesting twists on the standard haunting narrative here, but the writing is too muddled to clarify them." And we have a couple of fan reactions from IMDb. Some people, I'm gonna start it over. We have a couple of fan reactions here from IMDb as well. One member says that the film is well-made psychological horror flick with a great performance by Rebecca Hall. It can be considered a slow burn, but I was fully invested and never bored. Very atmospheric, lots of beautiful shots, some effective scares. Great movie overall, and I would definitely watch again. Scream 5 would probably call this one elevated horror. Another user says, first there is Hall, who until now has been punching below her weight class and finally gets to show she can carry a film. A tight script, nicely directed, and some genuinely scary scenes. But besides those people, what do we think? Mark, will I have you give your cash or pass take on this film and your final thoughts?
For me, it's a pass. The idea, the concept, it's good, but the execution was a bit. The execution went there, and they left a lot to be desired. Like the protagonist wasn't someone I wanted to root for. Like, I didn't even dislike her. I was completely indifferent with Beth. When I feel like when you're indifferent about the main character, you can't really connect with the rest of the movie. Like, if I hated Beth, it would have been something. At least I was feeling something. I've been enjoying her downfall and her, like, descent into madness or whatever was happening to her, but I've had no feelings for her. And, like, I needed a further explanation of this entity. I needed, like, I think, like you said, I needed to see their relationship, and it kind of just wanted us to just, it told us that they loved each other. The movie told us that he was doing everything he could for her, but it's like, this is a movie. Don't tell. Show us. And they didn't do a lot of showing of, like, the important parts, and kind of just, like, exposition dump. Oh, he was a serial killer because he loved her. And it's just like, but how do we know that he loved her? Because y'all said so? So it's a pass for me.
And Maria, can I ask you, would you cash or pass The Night House?
I'm, like, torn because, yeah, there were some scenes where it was really intense for me. And very awkward, very, like, secondhand embarrassment. I definitely feel like the beginning was a little bit slow, and then it starts to pick up. And I agree with what Mark said, where there are some things they were trying to portray, but yeah, they did more tell us than show us. But honestly, I really, really also, I also just really, really, really liked the concept of the movie. I really enjoyed the whole nothing thing going on. I just wish that they would have given us more of woman grieving. She sees stuff. I wish we would have been more focused on her rather than focused on, like, the husband and, like, especially because, I mean, if you're gonna show the husband's gone, then show him gone. You know, like, I don't want to see the flashbacks. I don't really want to see, like, I want to see him sleeping with other women. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was a little unnecessary. I wish, because they definitely romanticized a lot of things in this movie, to be honest. But it was like a mix between romance and horror. But it was teetering too much that I didn't know if I should be like, if I should, like, be scared, or if I should be like, oh my God, that's cute, you know? And yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of mixed because I really did enjoy, like, I really like the actress. I like her intensity. I really enjoyed the storyline. There was, I think, maybe just, like, some direction that I wish was a little different. So I'm going to cash. But, like, this would still just not be, like, my top favorite movies.
I got you, and I can understand that. I also will cash this one. I do get it's not, you know, for everyone, and, like, the type of movie that it is, because just like that fan review or reaction mentioned, it is, like, definitely one of those slow burn type of movies, and I know, like, those aren't for everyone. I kind of like those type of movies within reason, and, like, it actually, you know, kind of getting somewhere and unraveling, like, whatever is going on. So I don't mind those type of movies, and I do like the direction in this one, and mainly just the performance the most out of it with Rebecca Hall as Beth. Like, I've seen her in some other things, and she's always been a pretty good actress, and also does, like, directing work too, which is pretty good. And I definitely get like where Mark is coming from with his like pass on it, but I definitely think I would cash this one and check it out again. Now, Mark, do you want to close us out? You do a really good close out.
Well, like Torn said, this is the start of our mini little thing of us picking our favorite horror movies, and this is going to tide us over until we kickstart our next franchise. And up next is Maria. So, Maria, do you want to tell us what movie we're going to be reviewing for next week?
Next week, we're going to review Incantation. It's on Netflix. It's a foreign movie. I think it's... Yeah, I just feel like Incantation would give us more to talk about.
Well, like Maria said, next week is Incantation, a Taiwanese horror movie. Should be fun, should be scary. Good night. If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Hide and Fear Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Hide and Fear Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Hide and Fear Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections. The Hide and Fear Horrors podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?